We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in January for just $10 a month and no contract or free enrollment. As we've been talking about all morning long, Kobe Bryant spent his entire 20-year career with the LA Lakers, 5 NBA championships, 2-time NBA Finals MVP, and an 18-time All-Star. Killed in a helicopter crash yesterday just outside of LA. He was 41. He and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna were among the 9 people killed in the crash. They were traveling from their home to Kobe's Mamba Sports Academy, where Gianna had a basketball game. One of her teammates and her parents were also killed, as well as the girls' basketball coach.
Yeah, and as we talked earlier, that was kind of Kobe's way of traveling around LA, was in the helicopter to avoid traffic and get to one place or another, because he did a lot for that community.
Yeah, the investigation is ongoing. They still have not even reached the helicopter since it was, and it's going to take a while, they said, to identify all of the people killed in the crash, but just awful. When Kobe retired, he was 3rd on the NBA all-time scoring list. This is so fascinating. Saturday night, just about 14 hours before the crash, LeBron James passed Kobe. So Kobe, 4th on the all-time scoring list. And Kobe's final tweet said, "Continuing to move the game forward, King James. Much respect, my brother." The Lakers retired both of Kobe's jerseys, numbers 28 and 24, 8 and 24. They actually had a black curtain covering all of the rest of the retired jerseys last night at the Staples Center, so only Kobe's jerseys would be shown, because last night at the Staples Center was the Grammy Awards, and Alicia Keys started out hosting, acknowledging what had happened earlier in the day.
Here we are together on music's biggest night, celebrating the artists that do it best. But to be honest with you, we're all feeling crazy sadness right now, because earlier today, Los Angeles, America, and the whole wide world lost a hero. And we're literally standing here heartbroken in the house that Kobe Bryant built.
And with that, Alicia Keys started singing "It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday," the Boyz II Men song. And about 10 seconds in, Boyz II Men came out on stage and joined her.
It's so hard to say goodbye to
Yeah, it was very interesting last night, because you have this whole open plan for the Grammys, and then you have to change things around. They rehearsed that last minute. Lizzo still did open up the Grammys last night, and she was amazing. She sang "'Cause I Love You" and "Truth Hurts," and she won Best Pop Solo Performance early on in the night for "Truth Hurts." She picked up 3 Grammys. But the big winner was Billie Eilish, a clean sweep of the big 4, which are Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best New Artist. She won all 4 of the big 4 categories. And at 18, she's not only the youngest person to be nominated for those categories, but also win all 4 of those honors. She wasn't the biggest winner, though. She won 5 Grammys, but her brother, Phineas, won 6. And I had a feeling she was going to win some of the big categories last night, because before the ceremony, they announce a bunch of winners
in her
some
brother.
Lesser categories, mm-hmm. Or ones that they don't want to air on TV. Phineas won Producer of the Year for her album, and I was like, oh yeah, I have a feeling she's going to at least win Album of the Year. And she did. So Phineas won 6. And now you know everyone is going to want to have their record produced by Billie Eilish's brother. Demi Lovato got a standing ovation for her comeback performance. Tyler, the Creator, when he won Best Rap Album, brought his mom on stage to thank her. And yeah, it was a good night. Lots of performances. It took a long time to even award the first category.
Yeah.
Oh, and Usher doing the... Did you see that, Lance? Usher doing the Prince tribute, kind of
no.
A preview of the Prince special to come.
No, I didn't see it.
Woo, his dance moves were good. Sheila E. was on stage playing drums. Oh, it was nice. It was nice. And my kids kind of sat there, and I realized, like, they probably don't know a lot of Prince, but they enjoyed watching it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Bad Boys for Life, number one at the box office again this week. Second week in a row. 1917 was second. Doolittle was third. Still looks like that.
Ooh, it's going to be a bomb.
Yeah, it made $12 million. And, you know, they said the budget for that with advertising and everything was $175 million. It's up to almost $45 million. So, yeah, not great. Guy Ritchie's film The Gentlemen came in fourth with $11 million. The horror film The Turning came in sixth with $7.3 million. There was an ad for Gretel and Hansel. They've turned that into a real scary movie. Not looking for, I think that opens this Friday. There's another one I won't be seeing. But that's Entertainment Shpig. We'll have more for you at 8:40. More online, too, at
Y98.com. You can help people right here in St. Louis with disabilities or other challenges get jobs by donating household items or even your old car to Goodwill. Give hope. Give local. Give Goodwill.
Here's Lance Hildebrandt with a look at traffic.
Eastbound 70, not doing too bad out in Wentzville and Lake St. Louis, but it will slow a bit after T.R. Hughes past 79. Northbound 270, that's heavy.
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in January for just $10 a month and no contract or free enrollment. Gosh, Kobe Bryant, his death yesterday at the age of 41. A helicopter crash just outside of LA yesterday morning. Kobe and his 13-year-old daughter were killed in the crash along with 7 other people. They're still investigating, but they say weather may have been a factor. It was really foggy at the time of the crash, and the FAA and NTSB are still investigating. Just awful. We talked about it in the 640 Schmig. Yeah. We also talked about it during sports this morning. All of the athletes who are just in shock and heartbroken because they say Kobe just embodied the NBA and they were also close to him, Michael mm-hmm. Jordan and Shaq, and even other athletes saying he was such an elite athlete.
Yeah, a fierce competitor, athlete. But just a great guy to idolize and just a great guy all around as far as giving back to the community.
Tiger Woods right. said it. The Blues said it yesterday mm-hmm. on the plane as they discovered the news. They said, you know, even if we didn't know him, still you look up to him and what he did for the game. Just such sad news. And of course, Kobe played his whole entire career with the LA Lakers at Staples Center last night. The Grammys happened, and Alicia Keys started off the Grammys with an emotional tribute. I think it was difficult for her to start the Grammys as the host last night.
At this year's Grammys, you know, asking sorry, for different hints of what my...
That's not the right audio.
No,
I apologize
that's okay.
for that.
No, that's all right. But she talked about how they were standing there heartbroken in the house that Kobe built. And then she started singing Boys to Men song, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday. And the band, Boys to Men, came out and joined her.
It's so hard.
The big nominees going into the Grammys last night. Lizzo led the pack with 8 nominations. She came out with 3 wins, including Best Pop Solo Performance for Truth Hurts. She was up for the big ones, too. She was up for Best New Artist, Album, Record, Song of the Year. But the winner, the big winner of the night, turned out to be Billie Eilish.
The Grammy winner for Album of the Year.
I'm the bad guy.
Record of the Year.
I'm the bad guy.
Song of the Year.
I'm the bad guy.
Best New Artist.
Duh.
At 18, she's the youngest person to be nominated for and win all 4. I can't remember the last time there was a sweep of the big 4. Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Album of the Year, and Best New Artist. And by the way, just in case you don't know, Song of the Year goes to the songwriter. Record of the Year goes to the performer, but she was in both of them. Her brother Phineas, the big winner too, with 6 Grammys. He won 1 more than his sister because he won Producer of the Year for producing her album, When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, and the song Bad Guy. Number 1 album in America is Eminem's new one that he surprise dropped, Music to Be Murdered By, followed by Halsey's new album and Mac Miller's posthumous album, Circles. All brand new albums in the top 3. And number 1 again this week at the box office, Bad Boys for Life. Number 1 for a second week in a row with 34 million. Disney has announced its next remake. Ooh, I don't know about this one. 78 years since it was released. Bambi.
Ooh.
They are going to redo in CGI form, much like the recent Lion King. My kids talked about watching that recently, and I was like, oh, I don't know that I want to traumatize you that way. Justin Bieber's Seasons docuseries drops on YouTube today. He's going to release 2 new episodes each week. Even if you don't have YouTube Premium, you can watch it for free. You just have to watch YouTube's regular ads. And as he's going to enjoy the release of this and his new album, Selena Gomez talking in interviews about her song Lose You to Love Me and about her album. She was talking about how it's dangerous to stay in a victim mentality. And she said she feels like she was a victim to certain abuse. And the interviewer asked if she meant emotional abuse. And she said, yes. As much as I don't want to spend the rest of my life talking about it, I am really proud to say I feel the strongest I've ever felt. She's not sitting back.
No. And, you know, it's so weird. They were so young when they started.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Mm. Speaking of Justin, too, as much as people tried, he did not make it there for the All-Star festivities in St. Louis this weekend. But the Bieber Binnington challenge is going to take place, I believe, sometime this summer. It was funny, though, to see one of the San Jose Sharks with a Bieber mask on during the skills competition trying to get one past Binnington. And he couldn't, in part because that mask was really...
Not good.
The eye holes weren't great. I'm just saying. More Schmig in podcast form at Y98.com, the radio.com app, and wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Also, more Schmig online at Y98.com. Lance Hildebrand now with a second to last look at the roads.
And our big battle.
Whitney Houston and Kygo on Y98. Celebrity birthday time. Let's start off with Bridget Fonda. You know her from
Single White Female.
Single White Female.
Looks like looking at myself. Be careful, she's crazy.
Oh, yeah. And Singles, you said, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
The Cameron Crowe film.
Godfather 3.
Huh. Bridget Fonda. I think she might be in her 50s already. 52.
I'm just going to say 50.
56.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
All right. How old is Patton Oswalt? You know him from King of Queens. You also know him from Disney's Ratatouille.
Hi, I'm Patton Oswalt, and I'm the voice of Remy the Rat in a movie Ratatouille.
Just watched Ratatouille last week. Patton Oswalt. Gosh, his first wife...
tragically passed away, yeah.
And she was reporting on the Golden State Killer. She wrote, they published it, her book. She hadn't finished it, but it was very interesting. I think he's in his... I think he's early 40s. 43.
47.
51.
Oh, I was way off.
How old is...
Give me another one I can screw up.
Rosamund Pike. You might remember her from Die Gone. Another Day, but more.
Gone Girl.
Nick and Amy will be gone, but then we never really existed. Nick loved a girl I was pretending to be.
She was crazy. Rosamund Pike. What do you think, Lance?
I can't even picture. I mean, I saw Gone Girl, but I don't know. 34.
38.
41.
Okay.
All right. And finally, this sort of has a tie to the morning show, primarily because Lance voiced the toys for this star's movie. I'm talking about Tom Cruise's ex-wife, his first wife, Mimi Rogers, who was also in Lost in Space.
Good night, guys.
Good night. Here we go.
You get a C in paternal expression, but an A for effort.
Sweet dreams.
See you there.
What character, which toy did you voice for Lost in Space?
I did Robbie the robot, but they actually went with the original guy who voiced it, so that one did not make it to market, but I voiced the Jupiter 2 spacecraft.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Fancy. So how old is Mimi Rogers?
How old is Mimi Rogers?
I'm going to say she's 63.
Yeah, 60.
64.
All right. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today. And
we get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.